On a beautiful day from Jackie Browning Park, we are staring down at baseball and softball season, joined with Chris Jennings, director of the Barron County Parks and Rec. Chris, we pushed the season back 1 week. Explain to folks how you've made that up.
Yeah, so unfortunately, you know, spring brings on rainy weather, and we had a lot of teams that hadn't had enough practices, we felt like, before season started. So sent out a message to the coaches. They all determined, hey, it'd be good to push the season back a week. So that's what we ultimately end up doing.
You can get season passes right now, right?
That's correct. Say that's one of our biggest sellers is our season passes. They're $30 this year. They'll get you in both of our locations, Beaver Creek Park and Jackie Browning. Just want to clarify, their season passes are good for regular season games. They're not good for any type of tournament here, and then our end of season tournament as well.
We are going to have both facilities, both Jackie Browning Park out here, as well as partnering with the City of Glasgow and Beaver Trail Park. So we have just one less field right now than we did last year. I know folks drive by and they see the construction, but explain to folks, we're fully capable of having a great season with the three fields we have right now.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Like I said, we lost one field this spring, so we're able to have three fields additional when the construction is done. But three fields here, the four fields at Beaver Creek Park, that will allow us to have another successful spring season.
So starting next year, how many fields will you have at Jackie Browning Park?
We'll have a total of six fields next year once construction is completed.
And what do parents need to know about coming to the park for the first game? What are the rules? What things do people always forget?
So we've implemented new rules this year. We went to a no smoking, no vaping, no pets, animals, service animals only. No type of wheeled toys, electric toys around the park, especially during the construction here. Things will look a little bit different this spring. Things will be a little bit tighter this spring due to the ongoing construction. But we do have bleachers this year that we haven't had in the last few years, and we've got shade structures installed. So we're excited about that.